dig it. Cool, cooling at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did the wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Comadina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Kenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her mouth, I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s and I'm down with the ladies. You know? Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the Funky Cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cold Medina.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House speaking out after the special counsel's report concluded President Biden willfully retained classified documents after he left office, but would not be charged due to lack of evidence and the report citing his age and poor memory. Vice President Kamala Harris earlier today.
The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated.
Two earthquakes registered today, a 5.7 magnitude off the Big Island of Hawaii, and a few hours later, a 4.7 magnitude near Malibu. Dr. Lucy Jones is a seismologist in California.
In California, we build to, you know, we expect to have seven, so a 4.5 shouldn't really be doing any damage. I felt it here in Pasadena. It's felt widely across the LA area.
Football fever hitting Las Vegas, fans gearing up for Sunday's Super Bowl between the San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs. This is ABC News.
from the SSM Health News Center. This is Max News with Jim Finn.
One man has died after colliding with a semi-truck in Sauk County. It happened Monday afternoon. Bystanders took the driver of a pickup truck and were trying to save his life when deputies arrived to State Highway 23 at Shady Lane in the township of Excelsior. 63-year-old Ronald Sersland was driving on Highway 23 southbound when he crossed the center line and collided with a semi-tractor trailer. According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, Sersland of Reedsburg died at the scene from the injuries that he suffered in the crash. The semi-truck driver was taken to a hospital and is expected to survive. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s. And partly sunny into tomorrow, high upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds and a high approaching 40 Sunday. The warmth continues into early next week. Sunshine at around 40 degrees for Monday and Tuesday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 38.
99.7. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Just dancing in the dark. maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave joining us after 5 p.m. on Friday night. We've got y'all caught up on the news and the weather. That means the weekend is here. With that, here is Madonna on Max FM.
Max FM. Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Friday night. Tomorrow night is the glow-in-the-dark daddy-daughter dance hosted by Bear Boucher. This will be at the Jack Young Middle School from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. They will also be doing a 50-50 raffle, glow-and-light-up toys, flowers, cash-only events, so please make sure you bring the cash along to get your tickets. You need to go to bearboo-cheer.ticketleap.com/DDD. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Corey Hart on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
There's 8 games left in the regular season for the 4th-ranked Hockey Badgers, starting with the first of a 2-game set against Notre Dame tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Badgers played before full house against the Gophers last weekend at the Kohl Center. Coach Mike Hastings says the Kohl is a special place when it's filled with fans.
They make an impact. A very intimidating place. It's just entertainment. And so when we do what we're supposed to do as far as giving an effort and providing entertainment for the people that spend the money, that's a win for both sides. For us as coaches, you want that place to be as intimidating as it can be, and when it's full, it definitely is that.
Second-ranked Badger women shoot for their 12th straight win tonight. They are at Bemidji State. Bucks just 1-5 under new coach Doc Rivers. They'll try to get back in the win track tonight at home against the Charlotte Hornets. Preparations complete for Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs and Niners hook up Sunday night at 5:30 at Allegiant Stadium. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Just a little more time is all we're asking for. 'Cause just a little more time could open closing doors. Just a little uncertainty can bring it down.
90s and more.
Right on!
Are you gonna hear what I want when I want?
99.7 Max FM.
Seven, Max FM.
7 Max FM, here's Brian Adam.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime, played it till my fingers bled, was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married, should've known we'd never get far. Back now, the summer seemed to last forever.
I really enjoy the music. It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars. River every turn, hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Drowns me, makes me wanna fly. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Say no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah.
one gone and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Some of them here today, 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Friday night. It is National Pizza Day. Shouldn't this really be on Sunday, though? We're going to talk a lot about this because people are going to order a lot of pizza. Domino Loans expects to sell around 2 million pizzas for the Super Bowl this year. That is 30% more than a normal Sunday. They say the most popular topping will be pepperoni again. Wings are also a popular Super Bowl option. Buffalo Wild Wings thinks they'll sell around $11 million, making it their biggest wing day of the year. Now, let's get back to the pizza. Grubhub says cheese pizza sees a bigger bump in sales than any other food during the Super Bowl, up 624%. Boneless wings are next at 615%. We buy 17 more slices per order on Super Bowl Sunday compared to an average pizza purchase. A 2023 poll found that the favorite toppings are pepperoni, sausage, extra cheese, mushrooms, and chicken. And pineapple is the sixth most popular type of topping in America. Now, I know a lot of people are divided on that. Personally, I don't mind pineapple on my pizza. Now, 73% of us eat pizza at least a few times a month. Only 3% said once a year, which is accurate. I think we maybe eat it once a week, but don't quote me on that because I could be wrong. 19% of us don't eat the crust, but thin crust is our favorite type. 20% of us prefer to carve pizza into squares or strips. 11% usually eat that pizza with a fork and knife. Another 15% said sometimes. I try to eat my pizza by hand now, unless it's thick crust. Then I've got the fork and knife out because I don't want to make a mess all over myself. So, happy National Pizza Day, everyone. Coming up, we will have a look at the community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather news by Peter Gabriel on Max FM.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank, cfbankinvestmentcenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's another opportunity to celebrate the beautiful bald eagles in Sauk Prairie for Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0. The River Arts Center, once again, will be the spot for it. The lobby will open at 9 a.m., plus ticket pickup opportunities at that point. There'll be an expo and kids activities from 10 until 4. Also have an eagle release video, laughing with animals presentation, a live Birds of Prey show as well. All shows are free, but a ticket is required. And then you can also just do your own eagle watching at the Overlook from 8 until 4 p.m. And the Trip Museum will also be having their bird collection and a presentation from 12:45 to 1:30. All the details can be found at FairyBluffEagleCouncil.org. Once again, Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0 is Saturday, February 10th. And kick off your Super Sunday with the VFW Buffet Breakfast. This monthly event is hosted by the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916. They've got made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. Pricing's $10 per person, and children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. Of course, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This is from 8 a.m. until noon, every second Sunday of the month, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-20s. And partly sunny into tomorrow, high upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds and a high approaching 40 Sunday. The warmth continues into early next week. Sunshine and around 40 degrees for Monday and Tuesday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 38.
99.7.
Slow down.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.